Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. Thursday night football features the Eagles and Giants at 8:15. Couple of college games tonight, including at 7:30, Tulane and East Carolina. The Heat, they fell to the Spurs 112-107. They will play another preseason game against the Magic in Orlando Sunday at 6. The Blue Jays knocked the Yankees out of the playoffs, winning 5-2 last night. The Cubs stayed alive, defeating the Brewers 4-3. Phillies defeated the Dodgers 8-2. Both those series are 2-1. The Tigers tied their series with the Mariners at 2 with a 9-3 win. Tonight at 6, Phillies-Dodgers. At 9, it's Brewers-Cubs. And the Panthers going to host the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at 7. On to weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC. Featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com right now. It's around 81 degrees with about a 50% chance of rain as the day goes on. I am Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
Well, welcome back in here on QAM as we continue on. On this Thursday morning, Tobin and Leroy will be coming up in about 50 minutes from now. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Jamie along here with you. And the Dolphins are about 3 days, right, Omar, away from coming back home to take on the L.A. Chargers. We do have football tonight. We have the Giants and the Eagles tonight on Thursday night football. That should be good, Omar. We do have people speaking today in Dolphin Land. What do we got coming up today? It's usually the coordinators today, right? On a Thursday here,
defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver will be addressing why his team continue to struggle against the run. Offensive coordinator Frank Smith will be talking about I don't know what he's going to be talking about, to be honest with you.
Take me inside the Anthony Weaver press conference if you can. Like, how does that, for people that like haven't been in one of those, how is that going to work? Because the question is obvious, right? The run game. So who asked that question? Are you guys going to like draw straws? Like,
no,
before
all,
the other thing, or like, do you guys collaborate?
Oddly, everybody just lets Barry get the first question because Barry.
Really?
Yeah. Barry's just gets the
Barry's first been question. Very feisty lately. I like this Barry. Very, very feisty.
It's just annoyance.
I know. It's frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's frustration.
I mean, you represent the fan base. I always have the belief that the media members, I am the conduit between the fans and the team. I have to ask tough questions that fans want to know. You ultimately want to know, why the hell can't you stop the run?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about the young rookies that are struggling? You know, how come this team has not responded to adversity favorably? Why is this team given up? Why did this team only rush for 19 yards last week? You know, and you have to ask these coaches these tough questions. Anthony Weaver's going to be on the firing squad right now because you've had the same issue for 4 weeks, and if not 5 weeks, and you've done nothing about it. You've tried a lot of things, just a lot of things haven't worked. Now the question is, what excuse will you give me? And at some point, you got to stop with the excuses and just acknowledge that, yeah, it's we got bad personnel. That's where my answer is. If you run a 3-4 defense and you have a bad nose tackle and you can't stop the run, you can't do anything. So stop running a 3-4 defense. Simple as that to me. But, you know.
I'd like to hear you say that today.
I think I asked him first week about the run game issues, and he says, well, what do you want me to do? Run a different defense?
You tell him your thoughts? Tell him? Yeah.
I didn't have any thoughts at that point, but I'm at the point now where, okay, you know Kenneth Grant is not playing well. You know Jordan Phillips is not playing well. Mm-hmm. You do have a third nose defensive tackle, and he is actually a true nose tackle. How about you try Zeke Biggers? At this point, if you're not throwing things against the wall to see if they stick, what are you doing? Because
I said that earlier about the quarterback position, and you screamed at me. And
no, I
someone
did
said to make you
you
look dumb for being the president of the Tuanon Association.
I
don't take any great pleasure in making you look dumb.
Tua is at fault for everything that's wrong with the Miami Dolphins organization. I'm on the record of saying that on
would
a consistent basis. Let's keep that there. But okay, let's go Penn State. Drew Aller. You like him?
Don't start rattling off quarterbacks.
You like
in
him? You hot and heavy. You're panting.
It's not a good quarterback class.
Garrett
I'm
Neusmeyer from LSU. Yeah, sexy.
It's not a great quarterback class at the
not
moment.
Not doing it for you?
Hey, let me also say this.
Lenore Sellers, does he do it for you or not?
You stop.
I'm just asking these questions.
Let me say this.
How about we go Kirk Cousins?
You never know. You never know how these guys are going to pan out in the NFL.
Jameis Winston.
Okay. Jameis Winston was the first overall pick.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay. So you
Dante
never know.
Moore
just
from
because
Oregon.
Just because a guy is a slam, Trevor Lawrence was a slam dunk.
Yeah, I didn't like
first him. Round pick.
Yeah,
first overall pick. They said he's the next Andrew Luck. He's the next great thing.
Fernando
he was the next
Mendoza.
Great thing when he stepped into college.
Fernando Mendoza do it for you?
I don't know. I don't okay. know. I don't. I don't.
You just want. You just
I
want something new.
I don't evaluate professional quarterbacks for a living.
Neither do.
That's not how I earn a living.
Neither do the Dolphins. They're not good at it either.
I suppose you may be right. All right, we got to take a pause. More to come on QAM after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got football tonight. Eagles and Giants from
New
Jersey.
Are you tired of covering watching Eagles? Because they're like the new Cowboys where they're on TV every weekend.
Well, they're good.
Yeah, I know.
So that's kind of a problem.
I mean, but they lost.
Tired of them? Well, they're 4-1. No. I don't have an issue with the Eagles. They're on TV.
I mean, I'm glad they're not the Cowboys.
I'd rather not watch the Giants if I had my choice.
But,
I think the game at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday, first of all, it's the game that any other country deserves because the game should be played in America.
Which game is this?
Jets and Broncos.
Ooh.
That's the game they deserve over there.
They don't care, though, by the way.
I don't.
You know.
I know. Their fans seem very into it. It's lovely. And look,
I know you hate it.
I would like to play the American League. I think should play in America. Call me crazy.
They have green lighted though the FC Barcelona Villarreal match here in the United States. It's a regular season soccer game.
You don't complain when you get Real Madrid and all these little soccer teams.
Real Madrid,
yeah, Real Madrid.
Well, yeah, it'll get real when we get Real Madrid here, I guess.
You don't complain when they're here. So why
what do you mean I don't complain? I don't want anything to do with that. I don't care that something is coming to play.
FC Barcelona. FC Barcelona.
Is it Messi on that team too? Like, does he have to decide which team to play on, or is that the other guy?
That's tomorrow night. He has to choose whether he's going to play for Argentina against Venezuela or if he's going to play for Inter Miami on Saturday.
Who's on the Barcelona team? Is that Ronaldo?
No, that is Yamal. Lamine Yamal.
Okay. I would trade. Okay, I'd rather have I'd rather have my football game. Take your soccer game.
How do you feel about the European games, Dan Day, for NFL European games?
I mean, it's just the nature of the beast.
You don't like waking up to football in the morning at 9:30?
Yeah, I do. And I think they should play that game in East Rutherford at 9:30 in the morning. Go. It's a Jets home game. Play it at 9:30 in the morning. I love an early game. I'm a big fan of it.
Okay, then you're going to get it in Europe. Listen,
Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
These billionaires want more billions. This is the way.
Is that why Baboni is going to be the halftime performer at the Super Bowl?
That's just Jay-Z trying to provoke the Republicans.
Who? Jay-Z decides the halftime show?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jay-Z's a king of...
Are you breaking news here?
Jay-Z and Roc Nation. Jay-Z's been running the halftime show for like a decade now.
Okay.
He's in a partnership with the NFL.
You know what, man? The halftime show...
He decides who performs at the halftime show.
I know, but they could have announced anyone and people would have been up in arms. So, I don't know. I don't know anything about Bad Bunny, except that he sold out the arena like eight times in a row down here. And he's wildly popular.
I don't know what he says, but...
That's true. I don't know either.
I can't repeat it, I can't translate it for you. No,
he's got a great story.
He's in Happy Gilmore too, by the way, which is one of the worst movies ever created. We're not going to go down that road this morning.
I didn't finish it. I know, that's your hero.
Makes me angry.
When you say Adam Sandler made a bad movie,
all riled up.
It was really a bad movie.
All right,
gentlemen, that is your hero.
Before we get to Poupart, I'd like to go around the room here and get some picks. We got Philly favored by 7.5. So that's where this gets a little dicey, right? Because you get the little hook there at that half point. So you got to win by more than a touchdown.
I'm doing it because there's going to be...
is this a blowout game tonight?
Yeah, because the quarterback, they've got two games on him already. They're going to start developing film, and it's a Fangio coach game. Trust me, he's a sitting duck tonight.
Okay, so you're taking the Eagles
on a short week too?
Over-under is at 40.5. We're going over-under.
Under.
Eagles in the under. Dan Day, what say you?
Eagles got that history, and they're one of the best teams in football. I'm going to take the Eagles, and I'm going to go with the over.
Jamie,
what do we got? I'm also going to take the Eagles 7.5. I think it's a Saquon revenge game, making the Giants pay for getting rid of them. And what's the number on the over-under?
40.5.
That's pretty low. I'm going to take the over.
It is low. I kind of lean towards the over, too, although I could see this being a
Thursday night game. You're just trying to get it over with.
I could see this game being like 3-0 Eagles. It'd just be a struggle fest. But I do agree. I think Saquon, you got to take.
Your bodies are still
Saquon
sore.
Saquon to score a touchdown tonight for sure, because he's definitely going to get the rock in this one. But I'm with the Eagles and the over. We'll go with the Eagles tonight. Joe has been on a roll, by the way, with his picks. Unfortunately, he is not with us today. He will be back tomorrow, and he will give us his weekend picks. And we'll see where he stands on the Miami Dolphins and L.A. Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 3.5 points coming into Miami.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Didn't know that.
Almost makes you feel like they think the Dolphins are going to win outright. But it's been a little bit of an issue.
Nah,
closing out games for that Miami Dolphins.
I couldn't bet
team,
Miami.
So, yeah. It would be very tough to not bet the Chargers on that one. You do have some other good games coming up this weekend. You got the Ravens are playing the Rams, and the Ravens are fighting for their lives here at this point, right? I mean, that is such a wild story. Can you imagine that we are in a situation, and we're going to get to Allen in a second, where we're talking about the Ravens probably not going to make the playoffs?
They got some bad injuries,
a month
man.
Into the season.
I think, what are they down, 4 Pro Bowlers?
Six on offense or on defense. Their whole defense is out. It's pretty crazy. 49ers and Bucks might be the game of the weekend there in Tampa, but we'll have plenty of time. Lions and Chiefs as Sunday night game. Plenty of time to talk about that tomorrow with Joe when he comes back. For now, we are going to get to Alan Poupart. He is next. We will continue our Dolphins talk on 104.3 WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.